Stay tuned for In the Silence of My Heart with Kathleen McCarthy, coming up next.
Find a quiet place, come away with me. In a quiet time, take this time to see. I will speak to you, gently I'll reveal. Listen and you'll learn, listen and you'll heal. I hold you in my heart, here is where you'll grow. Come so then I can give you all you need to know. Find a quiet place, rest with me, be still. Here you understand, here you find my will. I will hold you close, clearly speak to you.
Welcome to In the Silence of My Heart, a show where we meditate on prophetic word given through Kathleen McCarthy, which has received an imprimatur from Cardinal Justin Regarli and Archbishop Charles Chaput. Kathleen has been a Catholic lay evangelist for over 40 years. Her message of God's merciful love, the real presence in the Holy Eucharist, and the power of the Holy Spirit are central to the doctrines of the Catholic Church. So we invite you to stay tuned for the next hour and experience the healing power of God as He moves in our lives.
Quiet place, quiet time,
away with me.
Quiet place,
quiet place,
quiet time.
Well, welcome once again to In the Silence of My Heart. As you heard the beautiful song, Quiet Place, I am so grateful to Marty Rotella, who actually wrote that song after reading In the Silence of My Heart, and he said that he was inspired to write this song. And it's a beautiful song. It's a song that can minister to our hearts and to our minds and to our spirits. And so I just want to praise and thank God for the gift of music and the gift of music that touches our hearts. St. Augustine said it so beautifully. Those who sing pray twice. How blessed each of us are in this time and in this age to have an opportunity to listen to Catholic radio. Not every country is so blessed, let alone not every city. And I couldn't help but remembering quite some time ago to getting a beautiful letter from Stan, which he called himself Stash, actually. And it was from the Ukraine. And it was a beautiful letter, and I carried it for a long time in my Bible. And when I saw it there, I would always praise God and thank Him for the gift of faith that He inspired in the people in the Ukraine. And the letter went on to say, Kathleen, I want to thank you for, in His sign, Catholic Radio. He said, we don't have anything like this in the Ukraine. And this is before they were you know, the invasion took place just in the last year or so, a couple of years, and he said, before we leave the office, when we are done, we actually, on the computer, listen to you and your program. And he said, you have no idea, rather than going home after a hard day, when we're tired and we're anxious to see our families, we all gather around the computer and we listen to you over the internet and we hear your Catholic radio. And he said, you have no idea what a gift it is, for we don't have that here. We can't listen to Catholic radio here. And he said, it's such a blessing for us to listen. We're so grateful that we can hear your Catholic radio program right here in the Ukraine over the internet. And he said, it encourages us, it builds up our faith, and it fills us with enthusiasm, particularly after a very difficult day, a very trying day, and a day when we're all spent and just want to go home. He said, Kathleen, it gives us hope. Hope for a better future for our country. Hope that as we stand firm in our Catholic faith, we know that with God, all things are possible. And that's the importance of Catholic radio. You know, the book that I read from In the Silence of My Heart, God speaks into the silence of each of our hearts and in a particular way, in a particular time, in a particular set of circumstances. And that's how he spoke to Stasha's heart. He spoke from the depth of his own heart, from the gratuity of his own heart. And it touched all of our hearts here when we read his letter. Matter of fact, we sent him a little gift. And I wonder often how much we realize the magnificent gift of faith that we all are given. You know, I did this little thing, Pope Pots, and where I took a talk from the Pope and took out little bulletins, just pops here and there. And one of the things I took today, it was when the Lord spoke in a powerful way through Francis' heart to the heart of the young people that he was speaking to. And he said such a beautiful thing. He said that the Jubilee year is a long celebration in which every moment becomes a chance for us to grow in holiness. And you see, that message is for you and I, too. Every moment becomes a chance for you and I to grow in holiness. It's a time when we can discover that life together as brothers and sisters is like a great party. Perhaps the most beautiful party we can imagine. The endless party that Jesus has taught us to celebrate by his Holy Spirit. The Jubilee is the party to which Jesus invites us all without excluding anyone. That is why I also wanted to have some days of prayer and celebration with you. This is the Holy Father talking to the young. And he went on to tell them that mercy like the Father. This is the theme of the Jubilee, but it's also a prayer, he told them. So that all of them, he says, so that all of you, as we welcome you in the name of Jesus, can be merciful. To be merciful means to grow in a love which is courageous, generous, and real. It means not only to grow physically, but spiritually. I call you young people who are making courageous choices and decisions to build daily, even through little things, a world of peace. This is the challenge for each of us too, my brothers and sisters. As the Holy Father encouraged the young people, and he says, he repeats it again, I repeat what I said to some of your friends, remain steadfast in the journey of faith with firm hope in the Lord. This is the very secret of our journey. He gives us the courage to swim against the tide. Pay attention. To go against the current. This is a good for the heart. But we also need courage to swim against that tide. And Jesus will give us the courage. That is the Pope point today. That's the pop. That all of us, not just the young people, need to remain steadfast for the journey of faith. With firm hope in the Lord. This is the secret of our journey. So my brothers and sisters, in all the difficult times that come about in our lives, trying circumstances, difficult situations, a time when we are lacking in maybe wisdom or grace, a time when we find ourselves with no money to pay the rent or the mortgage, to have very little money to put food of some sort on the table and care for our families. It's a time when our physical disabilities, whatever they may be, whether it's pain that racks our bodies, whether it's difficulties in hearing, with our vision and seeing, with our minds for clarity when we have so much filling our minds and so much to distract us from doing what the Lord tells us, as he told the young people, to remain steadfast in the journey of faith, to swim against the tide, that's the secret of our journey. It's going forward when we really don't feel like it. It's making a decision to let go, and sometimes let go of the anger or the fear that we have about the future. We are coming up on this time today to vote in the primary. Don't take it for granted. Many people shed their blood on lands all over the world that we here in the United States of America would have the freedom to vote, to have the freedom, to have a voice. And so I encourage you all, I don't care whether it's a political time for you as a Democrat, as a Republican, as a independent, a libertarian, whatever your political persuasion is, there should be one persuasion that helps you on this journey called life. It's to remain steadfast in the journey of faith. With firm hope in the Lord, not in the people, not in the government, but in the Lord, my brothers and sisters. You see, he calls us to choose life. He wants us to vote with a principle and moral conscience. He wants us not to vote Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Independent. He wants us to vote with a Catholic mind and a Christian mind and heart. And he wants us to stand for those principles, that moral courage that is so important that we're losing day by day a little more all the time. that religious freedom in our country. Remember, the Holy Father said in that little pop, remain steadfast in the journey of faith with firm hope in the Lord. This is the secret of our journey, so that when we get to the end of our road and we never know the hour or the day, we can come before the Lord and we will hear the words, good and faithful servant. I put before you life and death, and you chose life that you might live. This is one of the most important truths of our Catholic faith, of our Christian faith. God is all merciful. He's merciful like the Father is all merciful. And he tells us through our vicar, pay attention. To go against the current, this is good for the heart. Pray for courage to swim against the tide. Jesus gives us that courage. Isn't that the good news? So the Pope Pop today, the beautiful pop that I pull out of there is that. It's that we must remain steadfast in the journey of faith with firm hope in the Lord. This is the secret of our journey. It's looking not at the economy and say, you know, I'm pro-life, but I can't vote my conscience here with life. I got to vote for the person that's going to fix the economy. No, we are told again, our hope is in the Lord. This, my brothers and the sisters, is the secret of our journey, as that pop says. The secret of our journey is to place our hope in the Lord, that Jesus will give us courage. He will give us the strength and the courage to swim against the tide of popular opinion. The world would have us not bring our faith into the market square. I tell you, that's a lie from hell. Do not believe it. Jesus continued to propose his faith everywhere he went in the market square. And he calls us to do the same. And he will give us the courage and the grace and the strength to be all that he calls us to be. Let not your Catholic principles, your morals, let not the world rob you of the gift of faithfulness, of placing our hope in the Lord. This is one of the most important times, this upcoming election. One of the most important times we might have. We certainly have one. We might have two or three justices of the Supreme Court to put in office. Who is it that will stand with the Constitution? Who is it that will stand with good moral and wonderful principles of life, liberty, and justice? I say it again. Only place your hope in the Lord and go with the people that have the same mind, heart, and spirit that will be able to bring this country back once again under the covenant of our God. God bless America. And so again, I say the beautiful Pope Pop is again, remain steadfast in the journey of faith and with firm hope in the Lord. Because this is the secret of our journey. Because Jesus will give us the strength always and forever to swim against the tide of public opinion, whether it's in our families, our friends, our neighborhoods, my brothers and sisters, always stand for truth. If we don't stand for something, we're going to fall for everything that comes down the pike. We have to stand. We have to stand in those principles, those Christian principles. We have to stand for life so that we can, one day, hear God's voice, enter in good and faithful servant. I want to praise and thank God for this wonderful gift of this expanded radio time. I have a beautiful sense from, you know, the emails that you have sent me so far and the calls that have come in. And I want to thank you for your endorsements that you have sent in. They are a blessing to my heart and the hearts of those here at In His Sign. For us, it's an encouragement. It's the way that the Lord encourages us to continue to hope in the Lord. Continue to remember that that is the secret of our journey. When I said yes to this, I had no idea how I would ever be able to do this financially. But God didn't ask me how I was going to do it financially. That never came up. He said to me when I said, Lord, I really don't want to expand another hour. I don't know how we would ever pay for it. And he said to my heart, as clear as day, Kathleen, I open this door. You just have to walk through it. And that's why I ask each of you to walk lockstep with me, to be a part of this beautiful new expansion. This is a time that we need Catholic radio more than ever. Because you know what? It's when people are driving home from work and in the quiet of their own car and their radio. It's a time when those questions that are asked or those statements that are made can touch the deepest part of our being. And we don't have to pretend in front of other people. We can be ourselves. I remember letter after letter after letter that we received here on In His Sign of how many people that came back to the church through this Catholic radio apostolate. How many letters came in. Many of them I've read over the air through the years about their mates or their children or their friends or their family members had been away from the church for so many years. And they asked, would you pray for them? And so I would ask all of you, all of our prayer warriors. I say we have the best prayer warriors God ever created. I've seen miracle after miracle after miracle. I've seen people return to the faith. I've seen people who were reverts, who had walked away and came back. And letters, so many hundreds and hundreds of letters of people telling me they came in to look deeper into the Catholic Church because they realized they really were misinformed. They didn't really know what the Catholic faith taught. And they were acting on what they thought it taught. And so how they came to understand and how they began to look deeper into coming into the church. So many hundreds of letters. That's a grace of God. That's the outpouring of grace on this apostolic ministry, Catholic radio. And we're here right within the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. This is, you know, Scripture says support your own. We are here, right here in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. And how blessed we are. And so I ask you to continue to spread the word. Let everyone you know. They can listen online. They don't even have to be from Philadelphia. But have them listen. Or from the Diocese of Camden, which we broadcast our tower at, from Camden, bringing these two dioceses together, the Archdiocese of Philadelphia and the Diocese of Camden. And I have so many beautiful friends down in Jersey that have supported faithfully this Catholic radio apostolate. Why? Because it has touched their heart, it has deepened their faith, and it has brought many, many healings and consolation to the hearts and the souls of those who are listening. So I want to praise and thank God for each and every one of you. I'm going to read today from In the Silence of My Heart, and we will talk about it after the break. I have a very special calling on each of your lives. I don't know if you're aware that every one of you are called. And when I call, I send each forth. And I call each of you. And not only call you, I empower you when I send you forth. You know, I called each of the apostles. I called each one by name, just as I have called each one of you. The apostles of these days, that's you. And just as I had a purpose and a plan for each one of my apostles originally, so too I have a plan for you. Not only a purpose and a plan, but I have placed your desires in my heart, and I give you the desires of your heart when you are open to grace. When you are open to do my will above your own will. Isn't that fighting against the tide? You look at the apostles and you see how they suffered. They suffered hardships. Many of them went through those. The ridicule and the rejection. And the apostles were beaten and thrown in prison. And you are in awe of their faith. But I tell you this. They were like you. Yeah, they were called, they were chosen, and they were sent. But they were just like you. Because they had their fears, their own anxieties. They had their tempers to deal with. They were people in their own right who loved me, who believed in me, and trusted me as well as they could. And then I gave them the grace to go beyond that, the grace to trust me completely, the grace to walk along this journey of life, trusting in me, allowing me to work in you and through you, the grace to recognize my voice, even after I had gone to the Father. I told my apostles it was better for me, for them, that I go. And they were grief-stricken. How many times have you heard that in the Gospels? It is better for you that I go. Can you imagine when you lost a loved one? And you hear the words that you should rejoice? I asked my apostles to rejoice, for it was better for them that I leave them, that I go back to the Father. But it was because I wanted to send my Holy Spirit. And I did indeed. I sent my Spirit to each one. I paid a great price, a great cost, so that the Holy Spirit would come. And so it is with each of you. I ask you, recognize my voice. Be still and know that I am speaking to each and every one of you, excluding no one. Know that through the power of my Holy Spirit, I am transforming you from glory to glory by the power of my Holy Spirit at work in you. Believe me, I will bring to completion the work that I have begun in each of you. Yes, you look to the apostles and you laud them for their great faith, for their holiness, for their courage, for their heroic efforts to proclaim the gospel at all costs. You know what? You're beginning to do the same thing, you know? You're beginning to proclaim the gospel by your words and your actions, and you're not counting the cost anymore. And when your heart is troubled or your fears come upon you, or perhaps you start to worry about how you can go on in the face of such difficulties that are going on in your lives, you stop and call my name. I promise you, when you stop and call upon my name, the devil will flee and grace will infuse every part of your being. So remember, the apostles, they were just like you, my child. Just like you. My goodness, was not Paul a murderer? Did not Peter deny me? I could go on and on, but I think you get my point. They were weak, but in me they were strong. You are weak, but in me you can be strong. I sprinkle you around to all those that can see me at work in you. And because of your weakness, they will see my strength. And that is a reading from In the Silence of My Heart. And I pray that those words will go out and do a mighty work in your heart. And I praise and thank God for Cardinal Regali, who gave that imprimatur for this section. And I also praise and thank God for the beautiful way that we got also the Neil Obstadt and the license laborium. We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Have you ever heard of seed faith? The biblical law of sowing and reaping? Many people fail when it comes to faith for finances because they haven't planted any seed. Any farmer knows that if you want a good crop, you have to first sow the seed. The Bible speaks about seed right from the beginning in Genesis, and it's brought up all throughout the Scriptures. In the second book of Corinthians, we are told that whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. But whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Why not consider sowing your financial seed into In His Sign Catholic Radio, a ministry with a 30-year history? You should sow your financial seed into a ministry that produces good fruit. Luke tells us at chapter 6, verse 44, every tree is known by its fruit. You should sow your financial seeds where you're fed, be it here, your local parish, or other worthy ministries. Please prayerfully consider joining our monthly circle of family and friends by partnering with us financially each month. All donations are completely tax deductible and go directly to our daily expenses, like the purchase of radio airtime and keeping the lights on. Kathleen McCarthy and all of the staff at In His Sign, except Kathleen's administrator, donate all of their time and talent on a volunteer basis, at no expense to the ministry. Donations to In His Sign Catholic Radio may be sent to 136 Garrett Avenue, Rosemont, PA 19010, or you can donate securely at inhissign.com. Remember, without your prayers and financial support, our mission voice will be silenced.
Well, we're back again. You are listening to In the Silence of My Heart. This is Kathleen McCarthy, and we are on for 2 hours today. I'm going to encourage you to call in. I'm going to give you the numbers. And once again, we're going to play a little trivia. 610-527-2906. 610-527-2906. Or you can call toll-free 1-888-34-FAITH, 1-888-343-2484. And this is the question for today. This is a simple one, so I will, again, I gave What the World Needs Now last week, and today I will give you a copy of the book I read out of, In the Silence of My Heart, that the prophetic word that comes forth to the Lord, to my heart, and I share that word with God's people. And so here we go. This is an easy one. So first caller gets the book, and I'll sign it. So I'll put you on hold afterwards, and you can tell me how you want it signed. What religious movement began with Martin Luther's attack on the sale of indulgences? And first person that calls in, again, 610-527-2906, and can tell me the answer to that question. What movement was it that began with Martin Luther's attack on the sale of the indulgences? What was it? What movement came about after that? 610-527-2906. And again, that was one of our little trivia questions. Also, I want to tell each of you, feel free to call in today. I would like to hear from your heart what you have to say today in regards to the Popop, which was in particular, I'll say it again, the Popop that I picked out was about the Lord talking to the young people, and he says, remain steadfast in the journey of faith with firm hope in the Lord. This is the secret of our journey. Remain steadfast in the journey of faith with firm hope in the Lord. This is the secret of the journey. He gives us the courage to swim against the tide. Pay attention. To go against the current. This is good for the heart. But we need courage to swim against the tide. And Jesus gives us this courage. Give me a call. 610-527-2906. 610-527-2906, and let me know. Maybe you had a situation or an incident that you had to swim against the tide, and how God gave you the courage, as one of our family and friends of listeners. How did you experience that, and how did Jesus give you the courage to swim against the tide? By remaining steadfast and trusting in the Lord and giving Him the whole entire situation. Okay, do we have anybody that knows the question? This was, I thought, a pretty easy Bible trivia question. Again, what was the political movement that came under Martin Luther King in his discourse against indulgences? It was a movement we all know, and it started a schism in the church. So, again, if you know the answer, give us a call, 610-527-2906. 610-527-2906. For you and I today, while we're waiting, if somebody wants to call in regards to that trivia question, Bible trivia question, we can, each one of us can certainly respond by calling in. Or if you have a story about how Jesus gave you the strength spiritually to grow and be courageous in regards to your choices or decisions, let us know. You know, because when you do, it builds faith. It builds up the body of Christ. And when we're called to remain steadfast in the journey of faith and hope in the Lord, we're called to share that with others. And sometimes we don't have the courage. You know, I was sharing, I'll share this little story with you. I've shared it many times on retreat. I don't know that I have shared it over the air, but I remember my husband, Jimmy. Now, he was a big, strapping Irishman. He was a pro boxer in his day, and he was a little, walked a little on the wild side, and he had a tremendous conversion and really gave his life over to the Lord, and was in love with God, and in a special way, he came and he said to me one day, "You know, Kath, I'm committed to the Lord. I'm walking in the Spirit. I'm trying to be a witness for Christ." But he said, "Every time I go into the gym and I go to work out," and he said, "I go into I never remember the name of the room, steam room. Every time I go into the steam room." Now, you and I, we all know that in a steam room, you know, apparently, this is what I hear, the guys, my husband said, the guys are, you know, they don't have anything on them. They're in their birthday suits. And he said he's hearing them talk and they're using the Lord's name in vain. And he said, "Kath, it hurts my heart." He said, they can say anything they want, but it hurts my heart when they say the name of the Lord in vain. He said, "I used to say it all the time, and now I can't believe it." And so he said, "What's that your mom used to say, your grandmother used to say?" When, and he said, "You say it all the time when you hear somebody take the Lord's name in vain." And I said, "Do you mean glory be to God and bless his holy name?" He said, "That's it. Next time I go into that steam room and the guys start using the Lord's name in vain," he said, "I'm going to say that." So he comes home after one day and he tells me he didn't say it. And I said, "Were they cursing the Lord's name?" He said, "Yeah, I just didn't have the courage." And that's what we're talking about today, wasn't it? He said, "Kath, I didn't have the courage. I just couldn't put my trust in the Lord. I was afraid of ridicule. I was afraid that they would laugh at me. I'd be mortified." He said, "But I was so mad at myself." So next day he does it again. He goes in, the guys are cursing up a stream. Doesn't bother him until they use the Lord's name in vain. And then he yelled out, "Glory be to God and bless his holy name." All the guys jumped up. They put a little towel around them. They said, "Sorry, Father." Well, he was a father, but he was a father of 12 children, not a priest. But he finally got the courage. He finally got the holy boldness to stand up against the tide and speak the truth. And he said once he did it, he was filled with a great awe of God and the anointing of the Spirit that came over him to give him the courage. He said, "Jesus gave me the courage to speak it." He said all ever after that, they might have cursed, but they never said the Lord's name in vain anymore. Right now, I have a call on the line. Going to take it. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Kathleen. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
The movement of, with Martin Luther was a Protestantism?
Yep. And what was that called? It begins with an R.
I don't know. I don't know what it was called.
Okay, it was called the Reformation. You got it. The Reformation. That's exactly
what it began. Oh, okay. Yeah, Protestant Reformation.
That's right. So you're going to get the book, and I'm going to put you on hold after a minute. And when I do, they can take your address and how you want the book signed. And it's good to hear from you, Frank.
Okay, great. Thank you.
God bless you. Good job. Bye-bye now. There you go. Now, Frank, he knew that Bible trivia. He just couldn't remember what the movement was called, but he was absolutely right. It started the Protestant Reformation. All of us are, we're all called in many, many different ways, every single one of them. I'll give you another teaching, or another trivia quiz. And again, this is from the Bible. Okay, hold on. I'm trying to, okay. What is the only 100% Christian Christian country on earth? What is the only 100% Christian country on earth? 100% Christian. And do you know what that is? It's a very tiny little area. It's actually called something city, to give you a little help. They're 100% Christian. So what is that? If you know the answer to that, I'm going to give you a copy, a beautiful copy of one of our Monday broadcasters, Brian Gale. He's a wonderful man of God. He's beautiful man of God. He's articulate. He's one of the most, what should I say about Brian? He's just an amazing man. He's wrote Fatherless. He wrote Motherless. He wrote Road to Emmaus. And he's just a fine man. He's a well-known author, great speaker. And he happens to be one of my new programming on Monday. He leads it off on Mondays, and his show is called Our Recourse. And he is a Knight of the Immaculata, and that's why I asked him. I wanted to do an entire program about Our Lady. And so I asked Brian Gale, and he stepped out in faith. Wanting to, and he said, I don't know, after I finally couldn't come up with a real good reason to say no, I figured that God wanted me to say yes. And so he gave his yes, he gave his amen, and that's how Monday program started. And again, it's called Our Recourse, and it's with the Blessed Mother. So if you can, again, name this nation, what is the city that has 100% Christian nation on earth? 100%. This nation has a 100% Christianity on earth. And if you can give me the answer for that, I will give you a copy of Brian Gale's book. And again, it's called Fatherless. That's one of the first books that he wrote. So I love this trivia. Let me take this caller. Hello, Betty.
Hello. It's Vatican City.
You're right. Absolutely right. Very good, Betty.
I love listening to you.
Well, that makes my heart happy.
And I pray it's a new success.
Thank you.
A new avenue for Catholic radio.
Thank you, Betty.
I think you'll be the perfect person, and I like your guest, and I liked the talk you had about the drug people the other day.
Yep.
It was the first day, and down in South Philly. A friend of mine's son even went there.
Awesome.
Yeah, helped him.
Oh, yeah.
But it's hard. He slips and all, you know.
Well, don't we all?
Before him all the time.
Yep.
And I'll be praying for you.
I'm praising God for this new opportunity, and I praise God for
people. He says, "Jump, you jump."
That's right. Somebody said, "Well, if you didn't know what you were going to do, how come you said yes?" I said, "Well, the Lord said exactly."
He says, "Cast your net."
That's right.
And he said he wants you to catch some big fish out there.
There you go. And how blessed, how blessed personally I have been just to say, you know, I had a short period of time, only a couple of weeks, to get all the programming together. My Friday program isn't up yet, but believe me, when it is, you're going to love it. It's going to be a program that can...
You're a pro.
Aw, thanks, Betty. God bless you, darling.
God only picks the best. He knows who he wants.
He picked the wretched here, let me tell you.
Hey, if he could use any of us.
There you go. I always say.
Our name on him.
He
carved it in the palm of his hand.
That's right. I said, Jesus, if you can use it. I told the Lord, if you can speak through a jackass, you can certainly use me.
Well, then I qualify.
All right, darling. Thank you, Betty.
Right.
God bless you now.
God bless.
Good to hear
Good
from
success.
You. Bye-bye. Yes. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you go. For yourself, what language is Jesus believed to have spoken? Another Bible trivia. What language has Jesus been believed to have spoken? If you call in with the right answer again, you'll get another sign book. And again, it is a Bible trivia question. What was the language Jesus was believed to have spoken in? 610-527-2906. 610-527-2906. Or you can call toll-free by dialing 1-888-343-2484. Now we have a call coming in, and I would assume that is somebody calling in regards to that question. And once again, we're having a little Bible trivia today, and I love it. This is fun for me. I hope, obviously, it was fun for Betty. Frank, you said you enjoyed it. I hope you're enjoying this. It's a little different, but I think it also is a teaching moment for all of us. It allows us a deeper understanding of our faith. So let me take Carl on, too. Hello, Carl.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. You got a question or an answer?
I got the answer. Aramaic.
You got it, babe. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to give you a beautiful hard copy of Fatherless, okay? Fatherless,
okay.
By Brian Gale, and I think you'll enjoy it thoroughly. I almost told you the name of my new book, and the title's going to be Powerless. We are powerless without the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to put you on hold. They're going to take your information, all right? And we'll get book right out to you. Hey, Carl, thanks for calling. I hope you're enjoying it.
No problem. God bless.
All right. God bless you. Bye now. Well, once again, we have about 5 minutes left. All the lines are lit up. Let me quick give another question for somebody that might be able to, get another book. I want to ask, this is a question. What? Let me see here. According to the Bible, how many pearly gates are there? Now you have to know your scripture. I'll give you a hint. I happen to know this is in Revelations. According to the Bible, how many pearly gates are there? And if you know the answer, remember we're going to go right into the other hour. So you got 5 minutes here. Let's take Mario. Hello, Mario.
Hi, Kathleen. I'm so upset I was going to win that book. But
you're so cute.
Last week, I didn't have any of your answers. This week, I had the correct answer, and Carl just beat me to the punch. But I'll keep listening.
Okay.
I did want to tell you that I had a similar story. I know you're getting to the end of the hour.
That's
but,
okay.
About your husband having the courage to correct somebody using the Lord's name in vain. Years ago, about over 20 years ago, I was at a breakfast, and I was sitting with this group of union leaders, and some of them were, like, really rough, you know, the way they have to be, pretty rough guys, at this breakfast. And I made the sign of the cross when the breakfast came out and bowed my head, you know, to say a quick grace. And this union leader started laughing at me, pointing his finger at me, and telling his son, who was there with him, he must be like mommy, one of those charismatics. And he was not mocking the prayer in tongues. Blah, 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 blah. And, you know, the other people at the table felt a little awkward. But I just ate my breakfast and, you know, he smiled. About a week later, 2 weeks later, we're at this huge banquet. And he's up at the dais, you know, up on the top
right.
there. And he sees me sitting at a table. And he leaves the dais and he comes down and sits right next to me and acts as if I'm his long-lost brother. And everybody's saying, oh, look at this big shot sitting with this guy. And I think that he was convicted knowing that he had done wrong by teasing and mocking me. But and we went on to become very, very good friends over many years. So somewhat similar to
yeah.
the story about your husband, Jimmy.
Absolutely. You know, all
we
of us have
to be courageous at times.
That's right, and I think that was that pop I had today. That's why I think it's apropos for each and every one of us. You know,
right.
that Jesus will give us the courage, no matter how many times we fail. If we keep getting back up, as He told the young people today, get back up again. When life knocks you down, when your circumstances in life are a struggle and you fall down, He told them today, get back up again. That was His message. And the other one was what I had just said to you. The secret of our journey is truly standing firm and putting our hope in the Lord, because Jesus will give us the courage to do what needs to be done. So I want to thank you, Mario. It's always a blessing to talk to you.
Thank you, Kathy. And I'll throw another easy one out so maybe I can win something tomorrow.
Okay, will do.
All right.
God bless. Bye now. How much time do we have? Let me take James real quick. Whoops, too. Hi, James.
Hey, Kathleen. I got the answer.
Okay.
It is 12 gates to the city.
You got it.
Spoke Aramaic.
Well, somebody beat you to it with the Aramaic. He already got a book, but now I'm going to send you a book because you got the right answer, James. It is indeed
okay.
12 Gates. I'm proud
yep.
of you.
Yeah, well, that's a song called, a song by the Caravans. They did a song called 12 Gates to the City, I think it was.
Ah.
Anyway, that lyric line is in that song.
Okay.
It's a gospel song by the Caravans.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you
Look
what.
It up.
I will indeed. You look it up in Scripture. I think it's 12:12:21.
That's correct.
Okay. God bless you, Jane.
So you said how many gates? I knew right off the top. It was 12.
You're the man. Thank you very much.
I know a man.
We all know a man.
Jesus.
His name is Jesus. God bless
you,
Jane.
I'm your producer, by the way, today.
Ah, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Yep, and I like the new format. It works for you.
Aw, thanks, James.
Absolutely. You can call me James. Everybody that answers is Jim.
Okay, Jim. Thank you so much. I'll call you James. I love that. I'll call you James.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
God bless, and thank you. Bye now.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, we're going to, I guess we're going to go into the new hour, and we only have about a half a second or a minute, whatever the time is. I'm looking at my engineer over here. Well, I'll tell you, the phones, all the lights were going on. It was great. We couldn't get to everybody, but we have a whole other hour. And in the hour, we hope to be able to bring you the beautiful new programming for another hour of In the Silence of My Heart. I would ask you today, you know, in the message that I brought to you, that I read to you today from In the Silence of My Heart, how did that speak to your heart? Did it speak to your heart or did it not? Be still and know that I am God. For all of us, we all have to listen. We all have to have an open heart. And we all have to realize that God has a mission and a call on each one of our lives. So don't go away. Be right back.
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio on WTMR 800, Camden, Philadelphia. Stay tuned for In the Silence of My Heart with Kathleen McCarthy, coming up next.
Hello, Father Glacy here, and I owe a great debt of gratitude to the In His Sign Radio ministry. It was this radio ministry that I listened to when I was going from being a lukewarm Catholic to an engaged Catholic, and this ministry really majorly affected the Catholic that I am today. Kathleen McCarthy in particular has an uncanny ability to speak to the heart, and when she speaks to the heart, she speaks with God's love, with His grace, and with His mercy. I can honestly say that I am a better Catholic, a better man of God, and have experienced the healing and joy of the gospel because of the great ministry of Kathleen McCarthy. And so I encourage others to listen to her so that they can experience the beautiful work that God does through her beautiful words.
And you're listening to What the World Needs Now, and once again, how blessed we are, each and every one of us, to have Catholic Radio. I'd like to ask you today if you have something that you'd like to share in a special way, that maybe a time when God gave you the courage. You know, I always say we all have a story to tell. Maybe there was a time you had the courage to do something that you know it was Jesus Himself that gave you. You heard Mario's story. You heard me tell the story about Jimmy in the steam room. And I could tell you a million more. You know, each one of us, I always say, the Lord has really, truly given me, my life's a book. That's the best way I can put it. And there's so many stories in that book. And so for each of you, I can only say again, was there a certain time in your own life that you realized that you were weaker, and somehow God gave you the courage or the strength to do the right thing, maybe to say the right thing?
This is Pat Wally.
And so all of a sudden I heard this music. And so for all of us, we all go through those moments, you know, and we have to say, like, just like Jesus, when the apostles were in the boat and they saw this figure, and some of them said, it's a ghost. And Peter said, it is the Lord. It's the Lord. How many times have we been in a situation where we ourselves really didn't know? We couldn't understand how to answer a question or to make the right decision in regards to our family, our children, our livelihood, maybe situations in regards to life-altering decisions. And I'm offering you an opportunity to call in and very briefly share. You know, I always say this is where we were, and this is where we are through the grace of God. And for you and I, we have been blessed abundantly, blessed mightily. And so as we begin this new hour, maybe you would like to share one of those moments in your own life. Or maybe you want to share from what I read, you know, I have a very special calling on each of your lives. And the Lord says, I don't know if you're really aware of that. That we're called like the apostles were called, that they were weak too. You know, in that word, one of them was a, Paul was a murderer. And think about it, even in the Old Testament, Moses was a murderer. So we always have to realize that we can all be redeemed when we have a repentant heart and turn away from those things that would take us from God. And he encourages us in what I read today that he wants us to recognize his voice through the power of the Holy Spirit in each and every one of us so that we can not only hear his voice, but that we will have the courage and be filled with the holy boldness that we can swim against the tide when Jesus gives us the courage. You know, what he tells us in the scriptures again, he tells us very plainly, in him we can do all things. In him, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. Isn't that a blessing? I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. I often think, quite frankly, about all those who are under such persecution, you know, where they're losing their Christians are losing their lives, their heads, their livelihoods, their homes, their children. And it is only in times of this tremendous grace of the Spirit coming upon them, filling them with grace and hope and that courage to stand firm in those times. You know, I just said to a friend of mine, you know, you hope and pray to God that it'll never come to pass in this country, but we don't know. And he said to me, I'd automatically say, he said, if they stood there with a gun in their hands, I would absolutely say, I will not denounce the Lord. But they put something to my head, to my neck, I would never denounce the Lord. And I said, well, isn't that funny? I would certainly hope and pray to God that I wouldn't. And I believe, you know, it's easy to say I wouldn't, but I hope that I would have the courage to turn and ask Christ for help, that he would be my strength, and that he would give me the boldness and the courage that I would need to be everything that he calls me to be. And that's how he is with each and every one of us, every one of us. He wants us to turn to him, and he wants us to tell him, I need your help. I'm weak. And so give us a call, 610-527-2906. James, I need you to call back. We don't have your address to send the book off and how you want it signed. So if you can call back here, they'll you know, they'll take your information and they'll get that book right out to you. So once again, James, this is going out to you. Please give us a call. We want to be able to send that book to the right address. And today is, it was a, here, look at today. Today was a beautiful day this morning, just absolutely beautiful. The sun was shining, a cool breeze was going by, and it was just a wonderful day in the Lord. But then again, just a little while ago, I'm sitting here in the studio, and I hear this huge, tremendous rolling of thunder. So just like the weather, you know, you don't expect a storm, and when the day is bright and sunny outside, you don't expect these rolling thunder and pouring rain, I hear, will happen tonight. But we always have to be prepared. You and I have to be prepared. I will also, let me get this call, but in a moment I will read you the gospel reading today. You know, the Lord tells us in the gospel that he comes to give us peace. He says, "My peace I give to you." And you know, it's a peace that only he can give us. It's not the kind of peace that you say, I feel happy, I'm calm. It's not that kind of peace. It's a peace that comes from the Lord himself. He says, "I have come that you might have peace and have it to the full." He tells us that his peace is not of the world. He breathed his apostles. He breathed peace on them before he gave them one gift so that they could be at peace, to be able to use the gifts to build up the kingdom of God. And so, as I said, for each one of us, the Lord, you know, he told us, "Peace I leave with you." And that was from the gospel today, the gospel of John. He says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you." He says, "Let not your hearts be troubled, and neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I must go away, and I will come to you. If you love me, you would have rejoiced because I am going to the Father. For the Father is greater than I." Now, can you imagine? I mean, just think about this. Try to get a mental picture. They place their hope, their destiny, and their trust in this rabbi, this Jesus who they broke bread with. They saw him heal the sick. They saw him perform miracles. They even saw him raise the dead. They saw it all. And they placed their hope in him, their trust in him. And so, finally, when they see him after the resurrection, they're all praised. They're all so happy again. They're praising God. They're thrilled that their Savior is alive and he's living. And they met him on the road to Emmaus. And they met him on the beach. And he saw their hands, his hands and his feet. And he saw the wound in their side. And he appeared to them time and time again. They were so happy. And then what does Jesus say to them? What does he tell them before he goes to the Father?